An independent study of Interstate 81 in downtown Syracuse says a tunnel could be a feasible option to replace the aging downtown viaduct. As WRVL's Tom Magnarelli reports, that differs from the analysis the State Department of Transportation made last year.
In 2016, officials with the state DOT cited cost and environmental factors as reasons for eliminating the tunnel option. After an outcry from local politicians and some in the community, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced an independent study of the tunnel. I-81 project director Mark Frechette says the report is meant to ensure they make the right decision.
Based on community input, we agreed to take a look at more tunnel solutions. At this point in time, I am reviewing these findings to see the merits of it. We need to take a look at that and see how it fits into the solutions that have been developed to date.
Those other solutions include rebuilding the current viaduct or replacing it with a street-level grid. The study finds several tunnel options are possible. One option was deemed the best choice. It would cost more than $3.5 billion and take 9 years to complete. The tunnel would align immediately west of the current viaduct, connect with I-690, and include a street-level grid. 22 properties would be acquired and 12 buildings demolished. A decision will be made early next year. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner is urging the DOT to only study the street-level grid options. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.